The Winemakers Federation of Australia is hoping that industry reform will improve the profitability of Australian wine both domestically and in export markets. The Senate Rural and Regional Affairs Transport Committee launched a review into the wine industry in March this year, and Treasury is also working on a discussion paper to examine the wine equalisation tax rebate, which has been criticised by many within the industry as being ineffective.
We need government help to grow markets overseas and to also keep the wet rebate, which is very important for many local WA wine businesses, but make certain reforms to it so that it can continue on investing into the future.
Winemakers Federation of Australia CEO Paul Evans is in the Swan Valley today to answer questions on what needs to be changed within the wine industry. He says if the government makes a move to reform the wine equalisation tax, then the money saved should be reinvested to boost marketing overseas.
Well, at the moment, all of the marketing of Australian wine overseas is self-funded by the industry. What we're seeing from government is an additional $44 million over the next 4 years to help us be competitive with our heavily subsidised competitors. We've got a proposal in front of government to reinvest those monies back into the industry, and we're going to fund them with wet rebate reform.
And Australian winemakers who are competing in these overseas markets agree that something has to change. Great Southern winemaker Kim Tyra is the president of Mount Barker Wine Producers. She says Australian wine is at a global disadvantage.
In terms of a global market, Australia spends very little on marketing compared to our competitors in the same market who spend a lot more both time and money marketing their own respective wine industries. So we're very much behind the eight ball, and that's why the Wine Industry Federation are lobbying hard to sort of point that out to the government how far behind we are, I guess, from a global perspective.
Kim Tyra says that Australian winemakers must work in a premium market because of that high cost of production.
We can't be competitive at the lower end of the market, so we definitely have to work hard and sort of be in the premium end of the market. And if you think about the premium end of the market, especially from a global scale, that's pretty much like the French. So they're a very well-established brand, and that's probably where Australia, I mean, the French are dominating, and that's where we're trying to sort of position ourselves from a premium end of the market. Whereas in the new world end of the market, where our biggest competitors tend to be new markets like South Africa and Chile, where the cost of production is a lot lower.
And Grant Brinklow from Sandalford Wines agrees with Kim Tyra and Paul Evans that the government assistance is fundamental for Australian winemakers to remain competitive.
Marketing the wines is just critical. As a producer with 175 years of history and probably 30 or 40 years of export history, I'd concur with the Winemakers Federation view on the marketing. Brand Australia, from a winemaker's perspective and a consumer's perspective around the world, is well recognised, but it's largely that's largely been on achieved on the back of the individual efforts of producers from across Australia. Australia doesn't or traditionally hasn't collaborated to the same extent from a government perspective as other producing countries, such as Chile, for example. Their government pours enormous resources into the promotion of the Chilean wine industry. The French wine government does the same. So, you know, as a producer, we of course work with other producers from our regions and obviously broader Australia, but having government support behind and additional resourcing behind the industry and the promotion of Brand Australia, first of all, but also the promotion of regionality.
Grant Brinklow says that even though wine is a high value product, many producers are struggling to remain profitable in their business.
Let's face it, the wine industry employs a lot of people and has a lot of people involved with it that are very passionate about wine. But it's not, if you look at the commerciality of many wineries, and I would suggest the majority of wineries across Australia, there are a lot of people passionate about it, but that passion doesn't necessarily translate to the bottom line. So the takeout from that is that there is not a lot of surplus marketing dollars available at a producer or a industry level. For us as a wine producing country, to enjoy greater success and penetration around the world, we need that support of government in the same way, as I said earlier, that some of the other wine producing regions or countries of the world have great support from their governments. And that would certainly, that support would certainly help offset some of the additional costs that we bear as a producer from Australia compared to many others.